For more information about Ancient Dragon Zen Gate and Tygon's teaching, please visit us at ancientdragon.org.
Good morning, everyone. We'll get started. I want to focus on the meditation posture and what meditation is in this branch of Zen, Soto Zen, from the Japanese Soto Zen tradition, brought to America by my teacher's teacher, Suzuki Roshi, at San Francisco Zen Center. A little bit first just about the forms in the meditation hall. So we walk, take a couple steps in, and bow like this to the center of the room, hands, palms together, fingertips about level with our nose, a little higher, and then about a hand's width away. So we just bow, like, incline our body like this. And when we go to get to our seat, we bow to our cushion and turn clockwise and bow to everyone else in the room. So that's the main thing you need to know, and don't worry too much about the forms or getting it right. We'll also be doing walking meditation this morning, and I'll show you that. But the heart of our practice, we call in Japanese Zazen, sitting meditation, is we also call in this branch of Zen just sitting. And we start by emphasizing quite a bit the posture, so I'm going to start with that. The basic posture is cross-legged sitting, and there are various ways to do that. But kneeling is also fine, and sitting in a chair is also fine. I'll get to those. In the cross-legged position, probably what most of you can do immediately is one leg in front of the other, which is called Burmese. The classic position is full lotus with both feet up on your thighs, and don't try and do that unless you've had a lot of yoga experience. And there's also half lotus, which is just one foot up on, could be either foot up on your thigh, or quarter lotus is called if it's up on your calf. The point is to have a stable basis, so your bottom's up on the round cushion, and your knees ideally are flat on the a flat cushion, although if they're a little high, that's okay too. But again, the point is to have a stable base for sitting for extended periods comfortably. So the point of the sitting is to be upright but relaxed. So again, with the leg positions, the cross-legged is one position. With the round cushions, the zafus, there's quite a variation. Some are harder than others, some are higher than others. There's a lot of difference depending on what cushion you have. So it takes a little while to find your own comfortable seat. We also have these support cushions, the flat cushions, that you can put underneath the round cushion to be higher or lower. So it's very individual how hard or soft the cushion is, how high or low you're sitting, how far forward or backward on the cushion you're sitting will make a big difference. So it takes a little while. And this is definitely something you can do at home in your spare time. Well, you don't need regulation black cushions, just pillows and blankets is fine. I recommend doing this regularly, several times a week. But again, going back to the leg postures, cross-legged is the main posture we use, but also kneeling is perfectly, this is a good posture that many Zen students use. And you may find that easier. You might want to try that. So you put the cushion upright between your feet as you're doing, and kneel on. So you would kneel and put the round cushion upright between your feet. So you might try that. That might be more comfortable than the cross-legged position. From the waist up, whether you're doing cross-legged sitting, kneeling, or sitting in a chair, which is also fine, from the waist up it's the same. Let me say a little bit about sitting in a chair. The way to do that is to sit on the chair, but not all the way back of the chair, unless you have some back problem, but otherwise sit forward on the chair so that your back's not leaning against the back of the chair. And knees roughly in front of your hips, feet flat on the floor, heels roughly below your knees. So this is definitely possible to do this meditation, either cross-legged or kneeling or in a chair. Some Zen places emphasize not to move at all during meditation. I don't. I think if you need to, it's okay to change your leg position in the middle of a period of Zazen. Just do it quietly. And think about it before you do it. See if you really need to do it. So the point of this sitting is not to force yourself to sit through some excruciating pain. The point is actually to relax completely. But because we're not used to sitting like this, it may be a little uncomfortable. See if you can keep sitting. But again, as you start this practice regularly, try different postures. Try different variations on the kneeling position. Try different variations on, you know, try on the cross-legged position, try the kneeling position or sitting in a chair. So which version of the cross-legged position works for you, you'll have to find out. And yoga teachers encourage you to switch which leg you have up or in front from period to period. So that's the basic leg position. As I said, whether you're sitting in a chair or kneeling or cross-legged, from the waist up, it's the same. So we sit upright but relaxed. Back of the neck straight. Chin tucked in slightly. So your jaw isn't jutting out like this and you're looking up and you're not looking down either. Back of the neck straight, eyes looking down at about a 45 degree angle. Shoulders relaxed. And part of your posture is breathing, so maybe take a deep breath now. As we breathe, actually, oxygen goes through our entire body. As we exhale, it comes out of our entire body. So without trying to breathe in some special way, we pay attention to breathing as part of our posture. Again, back of the neck straight, chin tucked in. And in this tradition, we sit with eyes open. In some kinds of meditation, in some Buddhist meditations also, their eyes are closed. We sit usually facing the wall during formal meditation, as you'll do in a little while. Not focusing on any point in the wall, but just with eyes gently open. Part of that is to not fall asleep, because part of this is to remain attentive. But also your eyes are open in the same way your ears are open. We hear sounds, we see the wall in front of us. Without focusing on anything particularly, just to sit is the point. So a little more about posture. There's a particular hand position, right palm up, left palm on top of that, middle knuckles meeting roughly, thumb tips touching lightly, and then hold that against your belly below the navel. So again, there may be some individual variation in terms of how high or low you're holding it. It may be resting on your lap, but you're not letting your arms flop. You're actually holding it there. You're holding this hand position. Again, little fingers against your abdomen. And as you're sitting during the period of meditation, you may notice your thumb tips have come apart. And then just bring them back together again, touching lightly. So you can imagine a piece of paper between your thumbs, just holding it lightly. You may notice that your thumbs are pressing together, making more of a triangular shape. And if you notice that, just bring it back down to this kind of oval shape. Again, little fingers against the abdomen, holding below the navel, roughly. And elbows shouldn't be too far out or too tight together, but somewhere in the middle. You can imagine an egg under your armpit, just a little bit of space. So we sit like this, with this hand position, upright but relaxed. You might imagine a string pulling from the top back of your head up to the sky so that your spine is just hanging there. It shouldn't be strained. If you feel some tension in your knees or in your shoulders, you can breathe into that. Just let it go. So, one other thing I recommend, this may apply to some of you, is to rock forward and backwards on your pelvis, and a little bit of forward energy in your lower back. A little bit of lift and forward energy. Just, it shouldn't be strained, but just that opens the chest a little bit. So some of us have a tendency to sag in our lower back. So the idea is to be upright but relaxed. And one other thing you might do is sway left and right in decreasing arcs so you feel what feels like upright. So coming to what feels like center, and then forward and backwards, the same way, in decreasing arcs so that you find what feels like upright and center to you. So upright doesn't mean some idea of straight. Our spine is naturally curved, but just to be upright, breathing into your body, feeling your posture. And in some sense, that's it. It's as simple as just finding your uprightness, eyes open, paying attention. But we call this just sitting because whatever comes up, just allow it to be there. Don't try and stop thoughts or feelings from arising. So one Japanese Soto teacher said that as we sit, naturally our stomach continues to secrete digestive juices. In the same way, our brain continues to secrete thoughts. One of the things that you may notice when we sit in a little while is that thoughts are coming up. Laundry lists, things you have to do later today, or things that happened yesterday, or popular song lyrics, or all kinds of thoughts are floating by. Let them just come, let them go. Don't try and stop them, but don't try and do anything with them either. So this is an opportunity to radically be present with this body and mind on your cushion right now. We all have ideas about who we are and what the world is. But to just be present in this body and mind and witness that. Upright but relaxed. Return to awareness of posture and awareness of breathing. So technically, we could say that this kind of just sitting meditation is objectless meditation. Whatever comes up, we can pay attention to and let go. I'll talk a little bit about focusing practices to help settle. But the basic practice is just to be present and upright. So let's just sit for a minute or two just to feel how that is. Be sitting for a longer period just a little bit later, but are there any questions at this point?
One center that I was studying at had the hand position slightly different.
Yeah, well, in this tradition we sit with our palms, in this making an oval shape, thumb tips just touching. There's a different position which I'll show you for walking meditation, which we'll do. But as we sit, you may notice your attention wandering. Thoughts coming up. You may notice that your posture is tilting one way or another. So part of the meditation itself is to return to balance, to come back to this uprightness, return to awareness of your posture, of your hands, of your back, feel the sensations of your body. Feel the breathing as part of your posture. So returning again and again to uprightness, to balanced posture, is an important part of this, or maybe the heart of this practice. So again, as we sit, thoughts and feelings come up. And that's okay. And you may notice after a couple of minutes or 20 minutes that your mind has been wandering off on some train of thought that you've gotten on board. Just gently come back to being present. Eyes open, ears open, feeling what's going on your cushion right now in this body and mind. So that's the basic practice in Soto Zen, but practically speaking, especially initially, but for many people all through their practice, it may help to have some meditation object. And I'll talk about this more later this morning, but there are libraries full of different meditation objects used in Buddhist meditation. A few I'd recommend, again, being present and aware with breathing. Feel inhale. Feel exhale. Without trying to breathe in some special way, there's some traditions that focus on particular kinds of breathing to help settle, but one thing you can do is, one common practice in Buddhism, not especially in Soto Zen practice, but is counting breaths. So if you want to, if it's helpful, at the end of each exhale, silently count one. At the end of the next exhale, two, and so forth up to 10, and then start over. Don't try and see how high you can count. And if you lose count, just return to one. Or you can let go of the numbers completely, but be aware of that space. At the end of exhale. So again, breathing is part of your posture, so attending to breathing is a very helpful way to focus. And it is helpful sometimes in settling and being present in this body and mind to have something to focus on. Another one I'd recommend is sound, just to be aware of the sounds around us. Without trying to do anything with that or, you know, analyze them or anything, just being aware of sound. You can do the same thing with posture. There are many other meditation objects that are part of Buddhism, from mantra to koan, teaching stories, and various other objects that we can focus on, but the basic practice is just to settle. So breathing and sound are good ones to focus on if you need something to help you settle. And the understanding of this, it has to do with the idea in Buddhism, basic idea of Buddha nature, that there is this quality of awareness, awakeness, and kindness and caring that is present all the time. When we stop and settle into being present in this body and mind, that becomes more available to us. So we emphasize also very much in Soto Zen not just this formal sitting meditation, although we do are focusing on that now, and that's important, but also then how that awareness starts to be expressed in all of our everyday activity, in the various creative activities that we do, in our interactions with friends, family, coworkers, and so forth. This presence or posture or attitude of just being present and upright allows us a different kind of space in which to be present in our life. So we connect with that through this formal sitting, but also then how that expresses itself in our everyday activity, we also emphasize and talk about. Any questions at this point? So this morning, after we do our sitting meditation and before the Dharma talk, there'll be a period of walking meditation. So I want to say a little bit about that. Usually, to begin the formal period of meditation, people are seated before that, facing the wall. There are three bells to begin formal meditation. At the end of the period, there'll be one bell if that's the end of the session, if there's something else happening, or two bells for walking meditation. When the bell rings to end the period, we just bow. You'll be bowing to the wall. Stand up, and I'll just do this now to show you. turn and arrange your cushion, brush it off, and fluff up your zafu, the round cushion. And then we bow, standing bow to our cushion. And then when everybody's together, standing facing the center, we bow together. So the bowing is another kind of posture in which we learn gratitude and respect in a physical way. This is a physical practice. Even though there are all kinds of philosophies behind it, this is basically a physical yogic practice. The walking meditation we do usually is about 10 minutes, and it's between periods of sitting or other things. And the way to do that is we turn and walk clockwise and space ourselves out evenly in the room. And that has a different hand position. So left hand in a fist with thumb inside, right hand over it, held at chest height, about forearms parallel to the floor roughly. And then the walking meditation is a continuation of our sitting meditation in a slightly more active mode. So our backs are straight, chin tucked in, so except for the hand position from the waist up, it's the same as sitting. And during this time of walking meditation, once we start, you can bow and leave if you have to use the bathroom, and then just come back and join the line of people doing walking. The way to do the walking meditation in our tradition, there are varieties of walking meditation in different forms of Buddhism, but the way we do it usually is very, very slow. So with each inhale, lift your foot. With the exhale, place it down. And it's just a half step, so barely ahead of your other foot, just your toes meeting the arch of the other foot. And then the next inhale, again, lift your foot. Exhale, place it down, again, just a half step. So it's very slow walking. At the end of the period of walking meditation, there'll be another bell, at which point you walk back briskly to your place. And then when everyone is standing in their place, they all bow together and then you sit down again, either for another period of meditation or for, as it will be this morning, for Dharma talk. So again, just a little bit of to review. The point of this sitting meditation is just to be present and upright. In this body and mind, as it is this morning, today, not our idea of who we are, an idea of what the world is, and then to pay attention to that, to be upright and relaxed, and return our attention to what is in front of us, what is around us, eyes open, ears open, and settle into this space where we can be present and open and aware of what's around us, aware of our thoughts and feelings as they arise, and then just let them go. So our usual way of being in the world as human beings is to try and arrange things. We manipulate ourselves and our world to get what we think we need or want, or to get rid of what we don't want. The point of this sitting is not to reach some particular state of mind or state of being. It's not about getting high. It's about just being present as yourself in this body and mind, as you are. And again, to just witness to how that is, to be present in your uprightness. If you feel tension or discomfort in your shoulders or your knees or your back, be aware of that, just breathe into it and let it go. If you feel some, you know, if there's some excruciating pain, then, you know, you might try shifting, putting the other leg forward if you're sitting cross-legged or changing to kneeling. Just do that quietly. You can also put one of your legs up to rest for a little while, but keep your back upright if you do that. So, probably you don't really need to move at all during a period of meditation. So try not to, but if you need to, just do it quietly. Somebody asked about legs falling asleep. If that happens, that's okay. You're not going to damage yourself from your legs falling asleep. But when it's time to get up, do it slowly. It's okay to remain seated for a while. or remain seated on your cushion for a while, even after people have started walking or whatever. And usually, if your legs are going to sleep, that's something that if you change how you're sitting, how in small ways, that might change that. So again, it's very individual. You have to find your seat for your own body. How far forward or backwards on the cushion you're sitting, how hard or soft the cushion is, how high the cushion is, all of those can make the subtleties of that make a big difference. So we focus on the posture and pay attention to how that is and what that experience is. And this again is a physical practice, a yogic practice. Any questions at this point? So the other last thing I'll say is that part of this is to enjoy being yourself. Enjoy your breathing. Feel inhale and exhale and enjoy that. Feel how that is relaxing to your whole body. In the course of sitting, also as thoughts and feelings arise, we also see aspects of our habits of thinking and so forth. That's actually the most difficult part of doing this practice regularly. It's not getting into some funny sitting position. That's not so hard. But sometimes we see our own pettiness or greed, hate, and delusion, the basic three poisons in Buddhism. That's okay. Be willing to be the person you are on your cushion. Be present with yourself. Relax into that. Part of this practice is to become intimate with yourself in this way that is not how we usually think about ourselves. It's not exactly psychological, it's physical. So to enjoy your breathing, be present with yourself, and not trying to fix anything or get rid of anything or get anything, but just really enjoy being the person, the body and mind on your cushion right now.